Let the games begin. Adelaide, the draft has been done. Everybody has been picked up. Both rounds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and anything else that was going on. Everybody is locked in. I hope you're happy. Good luck dissecting it, getting with your nerdy mates and going through it all. Sean Craig Murphy.
Yeah.
As a welcome to a man, another man who can't wait to get his hands on some young, impressionable men, because I tell you what, an hour with this bloke would be the perfect present upon arrival. And I talk of the one and only 5 and 2 plus 1, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Mount Gambier. And g'day to every Crow supporter out there and Port LA supporter. You must be delighted. Both clubs have done very well in the 7-day draft that's been on, Lulu.
Absolutely.
Just get it done in one day. Can we just make that as a statement? Get it done in one day. You don't need 2 days.
Lee Matthews, not a big tweeter, said this. Last night's AFL draft of 20-odd picks was a perfect exercise in time-wasting. An interesting hour was turned into a three-hour snooze fest.
Oh, no.
Us 100K who watched must need to get a life.
Us 100, lethal, leave. Mm. The Godfather's saying that.
Yeah.
You got to listen, don't you?
Whoever's idea it was, and if it was Steve Hawking, put another one on the list of great ideas.
Well, the rookie draft's on at 5:30 tonight.
Yeah, it's not finished yet. I'll tell you what. If you haven't been picked up yet, Josh, you're still a chance. Remember, I nominated you.
Hey, there's a kid from the Adelaide Crows called Ned McHenry.
Yep.
The Nedster. I think I'm going to like this young man, what I saw last night.
I can tell you, lock him in for after 6, just out of 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to try and track out this young fella down. Apparently, very bubbly.
Wow.
Very, very
bit of spunk.
Bubbly. Yeah, and likes to run and likes to tackle.
Are we calling him?
Chase.
Have we got a nickname yet?
Well, Forrest is leading early on.
What about McFly?
Gump. He's a runner. He's an out-and-out runner. I'm going to talk more about the draft coming up next.
Come on, Lou.
We're going to look at the rush hour rule book too.
Well, what's happening?
Would appear a lack of consistency on my behalf involving mothers.
Oh, yes.
Which you need to address.
About a month ago this happened.
Yeah, yeah. It's just recently. Treads is on the show. Can't wait to see what Treads thinks of Port Adelaide in particular.
Has he been traded, you know?
Well, Al. Period of swapsies.
when does the radio one start?
It's known as the swapsies. That is coming up near the end of the year. All contracts, even though they go to December 31, actually can be null and void a little earlier. All right, so Treads on the show to talk some footy.
Oh, beautiful.
And Justin Reid, list manager of the Adelaide Crows, will explain in particular why they did that deal with Carlton to go into the future.
Wow.
I'm going to start calling him Doc Brown.
Great Scott. Have a look at the fanboy.
Oh, I know.
And he's beside himself.
There is something else we need to address today. Sean Craig Murphy, Instagram. Anybody following Murph on Insta?
Yeah.
He had his Crows jammies on.
Yeah.
Well, what's strange about that?
A grown man.
Your socks on. Your lovely daughter was reading the paper.
Right. She was reading the mock draft.
I'm telling you, as I said, docs have rung me.
Yeah.
First it was the trip to the radio stations and the school holidays.
Now it's the draft.
They said to me, Louis, if you can just pass on as a message from a friend, that's 2 strikes, Murph, and our policy is 3.
Come on, let's go, Murph.
Need to talk about Adelaide rolling out the big guns to welcome the kids in last night too. Tight asses.
Oh, no.
Fat Santa's coming up soon as well with the rush hour. Charson Louis, Triple M.
Well, the draft was on last night. I tell you what, how's your mate feeling today?
Who?
Rowie.
Oh, be careful.
I'm allowed to hold you to account, am I not? Be careful.
We've all said silly things.
You putting allegiances, like mateship, in front of radio show mates?
Because you've got to be in the mate.
Tanko. Big report from Rowie. Crows are willing to give up pick 8, 13, and their 2019 first round pick for Jack Lekosius.
Oh. Now, from time to time, we get things wrong.
Wrong?
I've done it.
I reckon with you two.
You can quote me on that.
I think we should start doing a get it right watch, Murph.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a bit like the cricket. It'll be a bit snail paced.
Whoever's feeding his mate, obviously fed that on to Rowie.
Maybe got him a little wrong on that one.
Anyway,
righto, Kenny Hinkley on their top pick, which was Connor Rosie, who starred during the Sample Final Series for North Adelaide. Here's Kenny.
Never any danger, was there? Hey, Jeez, I told you didn't have to pick your bag up. Get to stay home.
I felt a bit more confident after the Saints took Max.
Yeah. They were
always going in.
We were pumped, mate. I got to say, from probably February this year, Parks wanted to pick you.
I'm over the moon.
And that's why we went so hard to get where we got to. When you grow up and you're back for a team, it's different to when you get picked by a team.
Exactly.
A lot of love.
Yeah, very good.
Great insight.
Very well done, Port Adelaide. That great one. And Dom Pike on picking up their two first picks and on their first two picks, Ned McHenry and
Chase Jones.
Chase Jones, the Tasmanian boy.
Two young guys who are just passionate about playing footy and not in the slightest concerned about coming to Adelaide. Ned, who's a Victorian, spent some time at boarding schools, and Chase, as a Tasmanian, who wasn't sure where he was going to go because he was pretty highly regarded by a lot of clubs, was absolutely pumped to be a Crow. So both families are really happy, players are really happy, and we picked up a couple of real high-quality players that I think are going to be great long-term footy players for our club.
Adelaide Crows coach, Johnny Pike there. Brilliant. Both love their footy. So important these days, Jars.
And pick 30 was Will Hamill Lulu, quick left footer. He's a defender. And pick 64 was Lachlan Scholl. He's a speedy wingman with some skills, both-sided player. So some good youth with some speed and some pressure.
And a bit of restocking, which is nice, plus the future picks that they got off Carlton. And Justin Reid will explain exactly that a little later this year. A little outside our pay grade, let's be honest on that one. The comparisons, they started last night. Now, it's a Joel Selwood.
What do you think of the comparisons?
I hate it.
It's got to stop.
I hate it. It puts too much pressure on these kids because the fanboys like Murph all of a sudden then go,
that's it.
Oh, they're going to be this, they're going to be that. Let them be themselves.
Because it's people like Murph that could destroy their careers.
Absolutely.
I'm serious.
Social media warriors will jump on and go them just because they don't dominate from the first get-go.
Stop comparing the young men. They'll create their
own
identity.
Classic one, Richard Hines on Twitter, who got some good tweets from time to time. I thought this summed it up beautifully. He goes, someone just compared a potential AFL draftee, wait for it, to Roger Federer and Mark Waugh in the one sentence. That'll do me going to the pub.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well said. Now, can we address the elephant in the room regarding
his presentation of jumpers?
Yeah.
Now, Port Adelaide had the great.
Gavin Wanganeen.
One of the all-time greats.
And there was some great, you know, there was some wonderful players.
A lot of ex-players on display for other clubs.
You know, Chrissy Judd presented a jumper.
For Carlton.
And then when the Adelaide Crows had their first pick nine.
Their footy boss was up there.
The Birdman walked on.
Now, no disrespect
to Bird. The Birdman was going to talk.
Bird played some great footy and could take a hanger.
He was a good boy.
Better than anyone.
Better in the air than on the ground, the Birdman.
But it just raises the question whether our mate, our favourite Warren, Andrew Warren Fagan,
he was there.
Were the Crows just saving some dollars?
Well, I think we were.
Bird's over there working and put him into a dual role and said, mate, can you just go and throw a few of these
just
around
imagine
and present
if,
to the kids?
You know, just imagine if Chase Jones walked on stage and there's Mods presenting him with a Crows jumper.
What about Rusciuto? What was he doing?
Rudan, he's tired. He's probably on the slops with Dits.
Dits would have been tucked in.
Well, fuck D. Jarman.
Get someone over there.
Tyson Edwards.
Or even a relevant one that's not so far gone. Andrew McLeod.
Yeah, the Bunge.
But, you've got a host. Yeah, you probably get an invoice. Same for Fudd, same for Mods.
No,
definitely for Roo. Roo would be voicing double.
Anyway,
I would have loved
it was funny.
I would love to see you over there.
But what?
Yeah, go on to you, mate. Go on to you. I mean, kids got to know the history of their footy clubs. I'm telling you. The moment you walk in that door, if I find any of these kids unaware of who you are, and I'll be testing them all. I will be testing them all. At the airport, when they arrive, I'm going to put a photo up.
It's like coming in immigration,
is absolutely.
It?
I'll go. First thing, it'll be the immigration test. Who is this man? And if they don't use the term,
have no idea, Luke.
If the term great, icon, or superstar doesn't roll off their lips, I'm going to pack their bags and put them on a plane, the first Jetstar flight out of there.
Poor lads.
And I'll say, don't hold your breath about getting an invite for a roast.
I actually rang Brad the other day.
Is he still wearing your jumper?
He got back to me.
Oh, I'd bone it.
Charles and Laurie here at Triple M.
The Rush Hour Rule Book.
Now, Louis.
Hang on.
Now, Louis, good opener, that one. As you know, we've compiled our Rush Hour rule book.
Yep.
Right? We have a lot of good rules in there that we think will enhance our youth of today.
Yes.
But also make people aware of what we stand for. Now,
roles and responsibilities.
Correct. Now, for you, I've been sitting on this about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You're double standards with you.
Me?
Absolutely. I didn't think I'd ever say that about Dale Lewis.
Really?
Can we just go back to when Angie's mum visited for a month.
Yeah.
And then she had to get delivered to the airport.
Yeah, I gave her a cab charge.
Right. And your lovely mum has just left Adelaide.
Yeah.
Can you just explain why there's double standards in your household with your mum and mother-in-law, please, Lulu?
All right, for those who missed it, when Ange's mum was in town, she had a 6 a.m. flight, which required you to be there at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a hope in hell that I was getting up. And I love Wendy, don't worry, don't get me wrong. And we get on
Wendy
really
Wendy Woo, isn't it?
Wendy Woo.
Mm-hmm.
But I just flicked her a cab charge. Work one.
And sent her off in the dark.
And said, I'll see you next trip. Give her a smooch that night before. That was it. And there was no drama.
So you didn't take her to the airport?
No. And then my mum, who you speak of, she was catching the bus home to Swan Hill, Country Victoria, 8:30 departure.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fair to say, and you're right, she got the royal treatment. I brought her in with the eldest child. Into the terminal. I ran across here to see Freddie down at Canetto, got herself a half-strength cap with no chocolate, just how she likes it. Got her a little bit of carrot bread for a little trip so she got the nibbles up on.
Yeah, lovely.
Carried a heavy case and everything all the way out onto the bus.
What a great son would do.
Even threw it under, so I didn't trust the old boy bus driver to do
so
his
you
back.
You did that right.
And yeah, that was that. But to be accused of having double standards.
Oh.
I put this to you. Anything prior to the 6 a.m. or more importantly, a 5 a.m. get up, that's the middle of the night. I've worked breakfast shifts before.
All right.
You're on your own.
So that's a rush hour rule.
That's a rule. All right. And the fact that my mum, and I had the clearance from Ange to lay on the treatment. She told me what to do for my mother.
Right.
She told me to take her in there and look after her.
So if your mum was had to get up, if you had to get up at 4:30 in the morning, your mum was leaving at 5:30 in the morning, would you be taking your mum, would you do the same thing? Would you shove her in a cab and give her a cab charge courtesy of Triple M?
It's a great hypothetical, isn't it?
Would you, hang on.
Well, I need to clear two things up. One, I'd never let my mother book anything that early.
See, you're blaming Wendy Woo
for bookings. I mean, I'm not a travel agent.
No,
Am I a chauffeur pickup service? I wouldn't have thought. I don't
it's
propose
your mother-in-law.
To be. There's no side hustle going on there
you've
with
got
me.
To love your mother-in-law. You look after her. I love my mother-in-law.
Love her dearly.
I love my granny mate.
But if you've got to be at the airport at 5,
I'm there.
I'm telling you, go out all night and catch a cab. I'm happy to be. I'm happy to roll with being of double standard with those two situations because I think they are completely different. Oh. One is brought about by one person and one person only, and that's my mother-in-law, Wendy. She brought that on herself.
Okay.
I didn't have to do that, but I did.
What, shoving a cab and with a cab charge?
I'd pay for it.
And just moved.
It's a $35 cab charge.
Well, you didn't technically pay for it.
Well, I learned that.
So what's the rules going forward then?
Here are the rules.
Just stipulate the rules.
1-3-5-3 jump on Twitter.
Come
just
on.
Throughout the show, just wherever you can get to it. I think the rules are this. You have to treat your own mother like the queen.
Right.
Yeah, and then the mother-in-law, or as we often phrase, the outlaws, they're pretty much on their own unless it fits into a nice, neat time frame and making it easy.
You treat them like shark bait.
Well, no, not really. here's the rule.
Come on.
My mum's my responsibility.
Right. And?
And Andrew's mum's hers.
1-3-3-5-3
standards.
I have what? With Marion's mum?
Wherever she wanted to go, whatever time, wouldn't matter with me.
Just lift up that cap and show everyone that thumbprint on you. It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
I've got a good tan.
Treaders joins us and the draft has been done. And run, I won't say one, because that doesn't happen for a few more years yet, Treads. First of all, two-day format, good or bad?
Stinks.
Why?
Oh, I watched it last night, and I didn't even know it was on at midday today. I just think that if we started it, we could have got more coverage, more prime time, and as it is on all your news forums, your radio stations like you boys here at the Rush Hour, and you could have given a commentary on this sort of stuff.
Mm.
The other bit is, why are we waiting for a second, third and fourth round? Yeah, less than 24 hours later. I just thought it looked NFL, but we've got to understand too, our interest in the under-18s only happens when the National Carnival happens, the Combine happens a little bit after, and then at trade. Because everyone in the world, including media people like us all, half of them just go, I don't know, and I'm one of them, because I don't know. I haven't seen them play much. See, or these people that become experts and they've watched them for 2 minutes.
Yeah, the big one for that is that we've got to put these kids on before the main games and turn them into household names. So accommodating of the pressure then, Treds, and we know who they are and what they're about.
Yeah, also too, the difference when we're trying to make it Americanisms is that the college system is the college system. There is no college system. We leave school and go to the main game.
Yeah.
So we're not educated and people who, in a college system, playing for Duke or whoever it is.
100,000 people.
Yeah. People who don't even follow that sport actually go and support their team and their college, and they come from all around to go to colleges. And I think that's where we're missing this link, and I don't think we'll ever get that link until you say it goes to Broadway.
Righto, Port Adelaide picked up the Roosters. Not a bolter, but geez, didn't he just go up the list after his great performance for North Adelaide through the finals? Connor Rosie.
Yeah, well, he's ready-made to play AFL. Is his body absolutely ready-made? No. Is he probably going to struggle and get sore and have a few niggles? You hope not, but reality probably says yes if you come to an AFL system. Make no mistake, Port has called Josh Carr and Jacob Surgeon, who are down at the Roosterland.
Yep.
He played in a league premiership. He dominated the under-18s, and he is ready to go. And you look at why Port Adelaide moved so hard in the draft to get him. They were dead set keen on King, who went the pick before, but they knew St Kilda were going to take him. Yeah. And they said, this guy can use the ball well. He's played league footy, ticks all the boxes, and he's a great character. So they're very happy. But as we all say, everyone's happy this time of year.
Zach Butters, he's a midfielder from the Western Jets, and also Xavier Dersma, halfback.
I loved his attitude when he did his media. I can't wait to get there. I don't care. I'm moving to Adelaide. Just want to play footy.
So Port Adelaide have added, what, some skill and speed?
I think they have ball use. Well, they lost it with Polak.
Yeah.
They lost it with
Chatty.
Pittard and Chad.
Yeah.
At various times.
Okay.
So I think
we'll see them
certainly
in a couple of years.
Well, that's exactly right.
Great to see Boyd Woodcock, the old Splinter. You know what, from North Adelaide, get a crack at it. Had a great final series.
Pick 76 to Port.
And the younger brother of Brody Grundy, Riley, also picked up late.
Key defender, isn't he?
Good size, should grow into a good size like his brother.
And
knows?
You know what? He's got an opportunity. And I think the one message you say to young kids is it doesn't finish now you're drafted, it actually starts.
It starts.
Because this is where the real judgment comes. And I find it interesting when they speak to the Port's head of recruiting last night, post the first round, and said, I only got one more pick. They've turned one more pick into three more picks.
I know. And the Crows, just quickly, had a quick look at those. Pretty happy with what they picked up.
Well,
good kids in.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go on names because I don't know the kids' names. I can't remember them. But when you've got a pressure forward, clearly Eddie Betts is getting older.
Yep.
Chase Jones is Charlie's a midfielder from Tassie.
Charlie's gone. Yeah, you need more midfield depth. Yep. And the other thing I totally forgot that we reported on the news last night, Adelaide had the oldest list last year.
That
you forget that. So they need to replenish.
Yep.
And even the funny thing is, with all these things, you need to do your homework. Because I heard on Fox last night, they go, oh, Port hasn't had a decent first-round pick that's worked out. Well, they traded out their last few.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the chance for a first time in a while because they got Ryder and they got Dixon and gave away picks. Maybe this is the potential. Throw in Burton and all of a sudden Port fans go, hang on, they've got some good young talent.
Yep.
Let's work out whether they be superstars or not.
All right, mate, great to talk. Thanks for your insight.
Easy down, boys.
Lauren Gary Tredray, former Port Premiership star on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Righto, Jars. Adelaide, they've got their men and it looks pretty handy and done some sweet dealing on the side as well. And here to tell us all about it and explain it is their list manager and good mate of ours, Justin Reid. JR, welcome.
Boys, thanks for having me.
All right, how are we feeling now, mate? Nice deep breath, really relaxed that the draft's been and gone. Did you get your men?
Very, very happy with the result. We've still got a little bit more work to do. We've got the rookie draft at about 5:30 Melbourne time, so I'm still in the
cans
the
are on ice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the corporate box hill, still at Marvel, getting ready for the next stage, I guess.
All right, well, let's talk through it. Chase Jones at 9, Ned McHenry, who we're having a chat with in our 6 o'clock hour, a real character, Will Hamill and Lachlan Scholl. So let's roll back up to pick 9, Chase Jones from Tasmania.
Look, Chase, he's a ripper. He's been at a high-level talent coming through the academy system. A boy from Tasmania, mum's originally from Adelaide, so which is fantastic, and just of high character, and look, can play midfield, got speed, loves tackling, highly competitive, and look, plays in multiple positions as well. So I can see him, whether it's through wing, half back, half forward, we're wrapped out, get him on board.
And obviously McHenry, a live half forward, pressure type player, loves the physical side of things. He's going to be a real good fit inside that forward 50 for pressure, isn't he, Reedy?
Yeah, he's bubbly, Jars. He's
bubbly.
He's full of energy. He's a ripping kid.
Yep.
Can't wait to get to Adelaide. He loves his fishing, so he knows there's good fishing in Adelaide. And look, him and Chase together, as you said, they're both of the midfield type, but both guys can go through that half-forward wing role. And Ned loves the physicality, and
look, they'll hit the ground running, and both elite runners, so you're rapt to get both of them on board.
And Rudy at 30, it was Will Hamill. At 64, it was Lachie Scholl. Tell us a little bit about those two boys.
We had Will penciled in this morning when we had the second pick, and then did a bit of a transaction with GWS and had to ride him through to 30. But Will's a left footer, closes down space really quickly. He's got real high-end speed, so we're going to head over and catch up with him and Mum and Dad tonight and wish him all the best, and he'll be, you know, at the club on Monday.
Magic. And Lachlan Scholl?
Yeah, Lachie, a quarter boy, elite decision maker and kick. He's a ripper. So we rated him really highly, and obviously with the transaction we did with Carlton, we then had to go out the back with our pick 75 and then got into 64. But Lachie, we're wrapped to get him. So Hamish rated him really highly, followed him closely all year, and we're really wrapped to get him into the club.
Mate, watched it last night, a bit of a trade bombshell with the live trade, first time ever in our great game of football. Please explain to our family, the Triple M family, what the deal is between the Carlton Football Club and the Adelaide Crows for future picks in 2019.
Yeah, so simply put, obviously we had Chase and Ned come in 9 and 16, and then obviously we're on the clock with pick 19, and the opportunity presented itself with numerous clubs, but obviously Carlton, we saw an opportunity there to, I guess, trade into the future for their pick one.
Yep.
And obviously gave up that pick last night, knowing that we could hopefully then land Will and Lachie at the back end of the draft. So, in short, we're well positioned with, I guess, three picks inside 36 next year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, two of those picks are Carlton's round one and round two.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, there's a little bit of a gamble with that. But obviously, with a gamble, you know, there's high risk, but then sometimes high rewards. So, it's, I guess, the new age of live trading. And I guess, as I said, it's just been introduced. So I guess it's new for everyone, and time will tell.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing on this one. Time will tell. Fag saving a bit of cash, just rolling Birdman out in a dual role, just presenting jumpers as well. JR last night.
Well, it was either get Jars over as a pass player,
yes,
or we thought it would be more effective. The soft cap, we've got to look where our pennies are, yeah, boys. So we just thought we'd get Birdman up there.
I found my blazer too. I got it washed. I was ready to go.
Last one before we let you go. We know you've got a bit more work to do, but when does Jars get his hands on these kids?
Hey, these kids, they'll be in Sunday night, and they'll be at the club all on Monday morning. So I'm sure there'll be a bit of noise and media around them next week as well.
Rudy, can you just school them? Remember what happened with the receptionist. Just make sure they know who he is and what he looks like. So if he does turn up unannounced, you know, they can show respect to the great man.
Oh,
no, don't worry. I've already worded him up first thing I did.
Yeah. And he's already got ready to send, mate, highlights from the EJ Witten game, just in case.
They don't want to see a fat ball bloke running around.
Mate. Finish it off in style this afternoon, and then have a well-deserved rest.
Beautiful.
Alrighty, thanks, boys.